Four living jazz legends will receive $25,000 from the National Endowment for the Arts. They're the latest class of the endowment's Jazz Masters Fellowship, which in the past has honored Ella Fitzgerald and Herbie Hancock. NPR's Milton Guevara has more.
The oldest fellow in this group turned 100 years old in May. Saxophonist Marshall Allen is best known for his work with Sun Ra Orchestra. They make music that draws inspiration from Egyptian mythology and science fiction. Then there's Marilyn Crispell.
She is this incredible pianist that when I moved to New York, I rushed to see her playing.
That's fellow pianist Jason Moran, who first saw her play in the 90s. He's now artistic director for jazz at the Kennedy Center.
Following her playing all these years, watching also then all this kind of incredible lyricism flow from her hands. It's easy to say that she's a storyteller, but she also kind of like makes peace with the instrument. That's the kind of piano player she is.
The fellows aren't just musicians. Gary Giddens writes essays and books about jazz.
It's a very difficult job that he has, but for all these years, he has been making sure that there was language attached to the sound.
And finally, pianist Chucho Valdez.
Chucho, coming from Cuba, brings so much of that, not only the folkloric history, but he also is trying to tell us about our future, too. So he's always finding a way to plant heritage and rhythm and the dance and the song onto the piano.
Again, Jason Moran.
Artists and people who devote so much of their energy to trying to locate something that is not charted, it rarely gets the support. And it's an incredible moment to honor people's work.
Next year, the four fellows will be honored with a free concert at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Milton Guevara, NPR News.